When State Senator Lyda Green announced earlier this year that she was choosing not to run for another term, Republican challenger Linda Menard won the Republican candidacy for Senate District G by default. Now the outcome of the race for District G is a toss-up. Menard declined to be interviewed for this report, but newcomer Democrat Eric Cordero is challenging the former Matanuska Susitna Borough School Board member for the seat. APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Palmer resident Eric Cordero has lived in the Matanuska Valley for the past 7 years. He has a wife, two children, a degree in political science, and a background in public service.
I'm also involved with Rotary. I'm the past president of the Palmer Rotary Club.
He commutes, along with most Valley workers, to Anchorage, where he manages the nonprofit Alaska Legal Services Corporation, which provides pro bono services for low-income people like seniors and domestic violence victims. And he co-founded and chaired the Hispanic Affairs Council, although he says he's not claiming distinction as the Hispanic candidate. Cordero is worried about political corruption in Juneau.
Over the years, you could see that there's been less and less people going out to vote or less people interested in being civically engaged. And I think that that's part of losing that faith in the public process. But I think what we need to do is make sure that that culture, you know, doesn't expand or it doesn't become a permanent part of the culture in Juneau. And the sad thing is that people are already thinking that Juneau and corruption is the same. And that's a problem.
He lists energy as one of the Valley's top voter concerns.
There are approximately between 11,000 to 14,000 people in Matsu that drive to Anchorage for work. That's a huge percentage of the population. And lately, with the gasoline prices and food prices and everything going up, people are making tough choices. And some people are actually quitting their jobs in Anchorage for a lower-paying job without benefits in Matsu because they can't afford getting to work. They would have to sacrifice other basic needs.
Republican Linda Menard has name recognition, being married to Matanuska Susitna Borough Mayor Kurt Menard. She founded the first Matsu School Foundation and was the first president of the Matsu Health Foundation. Menard has a 12-year background on the borough school board and currently serves on the Matsu Hospital Board. Concern for senior citizens is one thing she has in common with Cordero.
And I would like to see an opportunity where maybe we can sit around the table and look at the longevity bonus plan again. So that would be one area that I would be interested in looking at. And I think we have desensitized ourselves towards our seniors, and I would like to work on that.
Menard has a long history in community service. And she says one thing legislators have to take into consideration is spending.
You know, of course, everything comes down to what fiscally we are going to be able to spend on those programs.
Menard's comments were made on the public television show Running. I'm Ellen Lockyer.